Tom O'Leary is the owner of The Attorneys ATM, a marketing and advertising firm based in Cincinnati, Ohio. He is the author of How to Dominate Google, Yahoo, and MSN. In the past decade, he has assisted more than 400 small and medium-sized businesses with their marketing strategies, with focuses on leveraging the Internet to increase revenue. Listeners to this podcast can download his book for free. You can see the details on the printed description of this podcast.
Tom, thanks for joining us today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. It's always important for lawyers to understand how they can increase their revenue base, their practice, their clientele, otherwise euphemistically called practice development. And that's the topic we're going to talk about today. So thank you for joining us.
No, thanks for having me, Ed.
Our first question is real simple, and I think I know the answer, but let's put it in a different context that you would respond to, and that is, how powerful has the Internet become in regards to generating new clients for the legal community as contrasted with other industries and professions?
It's I would say it's as powerful or more powerful than the Yellow Pages were probably 10, 15, 20 years ago. Usually successful. For attorneys, specifically those in the consumer end of the business, divorce, family law, things like that, you could perhaps gain, or 50% of your revenue could be gained from the Internet alone. Now, obviously, you're going to have, you know, networking and referrals is typically going to be the largest portion of, or the largest source for your revenue, but the Internet is a close second.
Well, let me dissect this, if I may, a little bit. And you talk about the Yellow Pages. In my frame of reference, Yellow Pages was kind of a localized thing, and it became more so when the phone companies split their phone books into smaller geographic segments. The Internet is worldwide. So how is it that the Internet has become so strong in contrast to the Yellow Pages?
It's just convenience, detail, information. There's just so much more available on the Internet for a potential client or customer to have right in front of them, in many cases, in an instant. That is the major difference between the two products.
Okay, let me ask you then with respect to the consumer-oriented areas of practice that you mentioned, such as personal injury, domestic divorce work, and the like. Without trying to cast aspersions, those folks, generally speaking, are not technologically proficient in my frame of reference, unless I'm just an old man. I could understand a business person being more sophisticated and having more staff available and therefore perhaps doing a better due diligence in searching. Are you telling me that even folks in stress, like personal injury or divorce matters, are using the Internet that much?
I would say there, even in very, very large metropolitan areas, say Chicago, Los Angeles, et cetera, the competitive nature of the Internet right now is very, very low. There are only a handful of attorneys that, that get it, that have actually maybe went out and learned a little bit about it, hired somebody, got a referral from, you know, one of their friends, another business owner, or so forth, and have actually jumped into it and are actually dominating. And they've done very little with the site, and it's still dominating. There is a tremendous amount of opportunity out there. These folks that are dominating the search engines right now in any particular area, they're doing extremely well. The consumer end of the business is there's still a lot of room for growth.
Well, there's going back to the famous Pareto 80-20 rule, it seems that more than 80% of the law firms have a website, but I think from what you're saying, probably less than 20% of those websites really understand what it takes to outperform another website. What are some of the things that our listeners should know about or learn from you that would help their website outperform another website in the same practice area?
Yeah, it's surprising. A lot of attorneys hire a web design firm to build the site, and that's all they're getting. They're getting a website. It's largely, an electronic brochure. What makes a website perform better and get traffic, which hopefully you can then turn into clients, there's roughly 100 or so points. Some of the biggies would be title tags, which is what you actually see when you type in a search phrase and what is returned in the search results. A title tag tells a search engine what your website is about. What do you do? One of the biggest errors I see, and it's probably 90% or more of the attorneys out there right now, they have their practice name as the title tags for their homepage. Google, Yahoo, and MSN don't care. They could care less that you have your name for the title tags on your site. They want to know what you do. What do you do for a living? What type of law do you practice? Who do you serve?
If you use a firm name as a title, nobody's going to search on that.
That's correct.
They're going to search on where their pain is, what the nature of their challenge is.
Exactly. And
you're saying folks are today using the firm name up there?
Yep,
they're not using divorce or debt collection or whatever it might be?
Yep. I'm not blaming the attorneys. It's not their fault. I go back to the firms that they hired to build the site. Most attorney sites are attractive, functioning. They do exactly what they're supposed to do. There's decent content there, but they're not giving the search engines what the search engines want. Like I said, 90%+ of them, your listeners could go ahead and do a local search in their area, and you just pop in a couple of names of some of their competitors. And I would be willing to bet that a majority of those results come back with the name of the firm as a title tag. It's just one of the biggest mistakes that not just attorneys, it's almost any business.
So what other suggestions might you have?
I think another mistake that not just attorneys again, but businesses in general, the actual content, specifically on the homepage. You have a very, very limited amount of time to get that person's attention and to convince them to either pick up the phone or send you an email or some type of inquiry. And a lot of the content that attorneys use is all about the attorney. It's all about how long they've been in business, how many awards they've won.
That sounds like the most famous radio station, the FM station.
Mm-hmm.
WIIFM.
Yep.
What's in it for me?
Exactly.
And they forget to do that. In other words, they're talking about the features of working with them or what they do, rather than for the benefits that the client would have in working with them.
Exactly. I've seen some of the largest firms in the country. They dominate the searches that they're trying to target, and when a potential client gets to their site, it's nothing but how wonderful they are. Potential clients don't want to see that. They want to know, what can you do for them? That's as simple as I could make it. What's the benefit to them? If business owners could focus on that and alter the content, specifically the homepage again, the actual number of contacts you would get from the website traffic would increase exponentially.
Well, Tom, you wrote a book which is entitled How to Dominate Google, Yahoo, and MSN. That's a pretty aggressive title, wouldn't you say?
I've got a little grief about it, yeah. And I've actually had some folks in the business that I'm good friends with you know, they work in other areas, other industries. You know, they've actually made the suggestion that I change the title.
I kind of like it, but it promises a lot.
It does, and it's not. I like to say it's simple to do, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the book largely focuses on mistakes that attorneys make, either when they're doing the website themselves or paying somebody to do it, and you know, what modifications or what strategies and techniques need to be put in place to have your website dominate a particular search that gets a lot of traffic.
Well, many of our listeners are members of small firms or even sole practitioners, and the help that they need, they understand. But they also understand that there's a limited amount of funds that are available in the bank account for them to write a check against.
Mm-hmm.
And so most law firms, small law firms, perceive, and I don't know that that's an actual fact, but I know that they perceive that they can't afford the fees for quality help for the search engine optimization. They spent most of their money, if not all their money, allocated for this purpose on getting the website designed and up and hosted.
Mm-hmm.
What options do you think, beside, I'll put this in quote, a very expensive SEO technician, close quote, that they might have?
I have a couple suggestions. And I run into this quite often, a problem that I run into. Many, many attorneys that I talk to have invested in some of the large directories. You and I are probably both familiar with their names. I'm not going to mention them here on this podcast, but it's extremely expensive. The return on investment is minimal. I'd make a suggestion, if you've invested in these things, you'd want to get out of them. You're not going to attract traffic using the very, very large legal directories, and there's two or three of those. It's very expensive.
Well, there are a number of directories that are free.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You know, for websites or for blog sites, there are also, for example, Martindale Hubble,
mm-hmm.
that will list you for free. You may not be able to have a big, expanded version without paying something. But, I mean, you can get your name out there in a number of places. So what, besides the directories, I mean, which I agree with you, we should stay away because I don't think they do anything. What other ideas might they implement that are not all that expensive?
I would you know, if you're invested in these type of things, take that capital and look locally. There are a number of firms in any geographical area in this country that are going to focus on SEO concerns. Or find a small web firm, web design firm, that specifically mentions search engine optimization. If they do, make a phone call. That's you know, just find out what the cost would be. Another option, and it works very, very well, is contact the local universities in your area. Most of the larger universities do have some type of some type of study set up in regards to web design, et cetera. There are some extremely talented folks at these universities that will work for peanuts.
And especially in a smaller community, they're more easily identified.
Exactly.
And you can get to them, I think, in a major metropolitan area, you know, like Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, wherever, I think it's a little bit more difficult to get to those folks, to identify who it is that they are,
yeah.
And then talk to them. But, I mean, I've heard this time and time again, you just get some bright college kid to come in and help you. And I've always found that to be more challenging than it's worth because of the difficulty that at least I have had trying to identify the head, the right department, the head of that department, and get recommendations from that person as to
right.
who it is I should be talking to. But, you know, that suggests that there are things that people can do to enhance their presence on the internet. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like, you know, how far into the street do I have to go before I can attract a cab?
Right.
Isn't the whole idea of this crawler, if you will, that great image of the search engine just finding you and you don't have to do anything special? Or are there things you have to do in order to attract their attention, in order to get the cabbie to come over to the side of the street that you're on?
Yeah, it's very, very easy to get their attention. You could throw up a 3-4 page website and within a set amount of time, anywhere from, you know, 2 weeks to 3 months, Google, Yahoo, and MSN would find you. They would note what the website is about. But will they give you any, I'll call it juice, and show your website to potential clients when they're doing a search? No. The secret to the internet, not really, it is a secret. The web, particularly the search engines, are a gigantic democracy. And like any democracy, the one with the most votes, the most popular, wins. And what I mean by that is there has to be some type of outside reference to your website. Other sites have to know about your site, talk about your site, point back at your site.
So in other words, you have to use traditional marketing tactics in order to get folks to want to come to your website, to look at your website, and the frequency of the traffic to your website will encourage the search engines to notice you even more.
Exactly.
So the rich get richer.
Exactly. It's Google started this particular process with their original patents and regarding their search algorithms. You know, the most popular sites are the ones that do well, and a large part of the search engine optimization business is setting that particular process up so that site becomes more popular. It's an ugly part of the business. But if your site's sitting out there all by itself and, you know, Google knows about it and no one else does, it's going to continue to sit there, and it's not going to attract any traffic.
Tom, let me ask you the bottom line question for, I think, all of our listeners, and if not all, then certainly most. How much time will it take a new website to start getting traffic and have the opportunity for the lawyer to then convert that traffic into revenue-paying business?
If the individual had someone to hold their hand, and again, I want to reference, you know, the ebook, you know, it would hold your hand step by step by step. A brand new site, new attorney, let's just say he left a large firm, goes out on his own. If he follows it step by step, puts in a couple hours a week on it, within a month, he or she should start seeing traffic that they could then have the opportunity to turn into a paying client. To get any significant traffic, you wouldn't see that probably till 6 months. It would take a six full months to gain any type of significant traction.
Well, one of the things that I talk about in terms of cash flow is that when you open up a new practice, the ideal situation is to have somewhere between 6 months and 12 months of reserve in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can get the client, do the work, and allow them the time they normally take to pay your bill.
Of course, yes.
So that you're up and running and successful. And I think that what you're saying is that part of that time, the first 6 months from the development of a website, is just that. It's really not going to produce very much for you in the way of revenue, and you just have to be patient.
Exactly. It's much, much more difficult for a brand-new site to gain traction. It's going to take some dedication. You have to spend some time on it. If you're internet savvy at all, yes, you can do it yourself, and even lower the cost, you know, the overall cost tremendously. I run into a lot of attorneys that have had a website for years. That is a much, much easier process and a much, much quicker process. That can be accomplished in less than a month.
Is it more difficult today than it used to be to get a new website recognized? Because of the volume of traffic out there today that makes it more difficult, or is it not more difficult?
I would say it has not changed. It's been relatively the same. The search engines have treated new websites very, very similar for the last probably 4 to 5 years. Yahoo and MSN will recognize your site much, much faster than Google. It's just the nature of the beast. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. You just have to keep plugging away at it. Eventually, it will pay off. If it's designed well, if it talks to the potential clients, if it's showing them the benefits of doing business with you, you know, the phone's going to ring and you're going to get emails. It's just something you're just going to have to be patient with.
Well, Tom, you know, it seems to me that the internet has clearly become a very important, if not a dominant, tool and tactic for marketing a law practice in today's world, and those who don't pay attention to it are truly missing an opportunity. And I want to thank you very much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts with us. I also want to let our listeners know that if they go back to our audio podcast homepage and look at the introduction, that they can recognize your book, they can see the title of your book again, and they can click on the link that is there, go to your website and download your free electronic book, and want to thank you for offering that to our listeners as well.
I appreciate you having me, Ed, and it's a very quick read. I believe it's 70-some-odd pages. You shouldn't have much, it should take 30, 40 minutes to breeze through it. Getting into some of the more detailed aspects, you know, that's going to take a little bit longer, obviously, but it's a very, very easy read. I think your listeners will enjoy it.
Again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ed.
You have been listening to a Law Biz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about Law Biz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.